Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Elisha Barber by E.C. Ambrose, performed by James Clamp. Chapter 1.
You sent her to the hospital?
Elisha whirled to face his brother, the razor still in his fist.
My God, man, what were you thinking?
The midwife couldn't help her, Elisha, and she's in such awful pain, for the babe won't come.
Nathaniel stammered, his pale hands clenched together. He ducked in the low door of the draper's quarters, his fair hair brushing the carved oak of the lintel.
The neighbours carried her over while I came here.
But the hospital! That place is deadly!
Elisha set his razor again at his customer's chin, deftly shearing a narrow stretch of the full and now unfashionable beard.
What did she say?
Not so fast, if you don't mind. I care to keep my chin today, barber.
The draper snapped.
Helena?
Nathaniel asked, his face a mask of anguish and confusion.
No, you fool, the midwife!
Elisha slapped the razor through the water basin and plied it again, forcing himself to slow down. Last thing he needed was to carve the ear off the master of the draper's guild. Sagging, his brother balanced himself against the wall, scrubbing at his sweaty face.
The babe's turned and wedged somehow. She thought the physicians...
At the mention of physicians, Elisha froze. The draper glowered up at him from his best leather chair. But his brother's wife lay in the hospital, contracting God knew what illness added to her condition. For a moment, his conflicting duties trapped him. But Helena needed him, if it weren't already too late. The draper could abide. Flinging down his razor, Elisha roughly dried his hands on his breeches.
The physicians never enter the hospital if they can advise from afar. Nobody who can afford their services goes to hospital.
He popped open the window frame nearest and flung out the dirty water. The draper rubbed a hand across his chin and jerked it back with a cry of dismay.
You've not finished the job, barber. I've still got half a beard.
Then you owe me half my fee,
Elisha told him. He snatched his towel from the man's neck and spun on his heel, basin tucked under his arm. The razor he folded with a snap and gripped until his fingers hurt.
Why did you not come for me sooner?
He asked, dropping his voice to a murmur. Instantly, Nathaniel straightened, taking advantage of his superior height.
I think you know why.
For a moment, their eyes met, and Nathaniel swallowed, but gave no ground to his elder brother. Elisha had caused the breach that lay between them. He had apologized, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?